Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I need to tell you about the time that I was visiting Hampton Court. It was back in 2000 on the first day of my first trip to London, and I'd been on a guided tour. And somehow, I spent way too much time staring at the ceiling of the Chapel Royal, which is totally the kind of thing you can see me doing, right? And I got lost from my tour. I'm not really sure how they allowed that to happen, but somehow I wound up sitting in Henry VIII's own seat, and I sort of drifted off. I suppose mine had probably been the last tour of the day. Anyway, I'd been tired from jet lag, and somehow I just passed out. So there I am, asleep, in the Chapel Royal, just sound asleep. They must have come through and locked everything up, or I don't know, anything like that, and I just slept through it all. When I woke up, it was dark. And to be honest, it was quite spooky. So I kind of woke up and shook the sleep off, and I decided I needed to find a way out, right? I had no idea what time it was. My watch was still on California time, and I couldn't remember what the time difference was. I just knew it was late. So I walked through the chapel, and I walked past the chair where supposedly Thomas Cranmer left a note outlining Henry's fifth wife, Catherine Howard's, previous licentious experiences with men before she was married to him. And I shuddered, thinking about what happened to her once the investigation began. So I left the chapel. I started wandering around aimlessly, hoping that someone would just come and help me out. I mean, there had to be a security guard around here, right? There just had to be. I got a little bit lost. There was light from a full moon coming through some of the windows, but other than that, there wasn't much in the way of illumination. Some of the security cameras had little red lights on them, but I actually don't think they were working. After all, I was wandering around here unattended and nobody seemed to notice. I walked into a long gallery. It was lined on either side with paintings of the royal kings and queens. It had windows on one side. And through those windows, I could just see a little bit of the hallway, enough to keep walking straight in front of me. But I certainly couldn't see the other end of the hallway yet. And that was when I heard it. The creaking of the floor. Someone was in here. Someone or something. I breathed in and I held my breath, waiting to see what would happen. And suddenly I realized that the air was very moist and yet my throat was really dry. And I couldn't think straight. I thought about screaming, but I couldn't remember why. I couldn't seem to remember anything. I just felt so confused and I just wanted to get out of there, but I couldn't move. And then the sound got closer. And I heard sobbing. Kind of this wailing, crying sound. Maybe it was just a cat meowing, I told myself. Maybe it was just a cat or a dog. Sure, a dog got in, he was hungry, he thought I had food. That is what it was. But then I saw it. A white cloud, this kind of wraith, this just white steam coming at me. I backed against the wall. I halfway tripped over the low rope that was there to keep people away from the paintings. And I thought surely that would be enough to trip the alarm system and someone could come and help me, no? I didn't hear anything, though. Maybe it was a silent alarm? So I sat there, pressed up against the wall, underneath a portrait of Henry VIII. And I felt so clammy. It's the British air, I told myself. It's just the British moist air. And then I got so, so very cold. I was just covered in chills and goosebumps. Oh, I was shivering. I closed my eyes. And that was when I heard a woman's voice. I need to tell him. You need to let me tell him. I pulled my knees up to my chest, and the chill seemed to just sit on top of me. Why won't you look at me? I need to tell him. The guards are coming so quickly, I don't have much time, but if I get to him, I can tell him. I need to tell him. I closed my eyes so tightly. Please, I need to beg mercy of His Highness. Please. Just then, the door on the far end opens, and I see the beam of a flashlight. The wraith just disappears with this shuddering scream. Why didn't you let me tell him? The guards walk over to me, and I'm clammy, and I'm freezing. Madam, you shouldn't be in here. What are you doing here? I got lost from my tour, I managed to mumble. Well, you shouldn't be in here, not tonight. None of us like to come in here, especially at night. We need to get you out of here anyway. If the curators knew you were in here alone, we could all lose our jobs. They help me out and walk me back to the entrance. I keep looking back to see if I can see anything, but I just don't. So they gave me the night bus schedule. They told me where to go to catch the bus. They gave me some water. And I'm hurriedly pushed out the door, and I look back, and I swear I can hear her screaming still. I'll never forget that night when Catherine Howard begged me to let her talk to Henry and beg his mercy. If only I could, I think. I've never been back to Hampton Court, and I have no interest in going back. But if you should go, tell Catherine I'm sorry I couldn't help her. It stayed with me all of these years, that night that I met Catherine in the Haunted Gallery. If you like this story, you can listen to more non-haunted factual tales of Tudor England by subscribing to the Renaissance English History Podcast on your podcatcher of choice, or going to englandcast.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.